Good morning. It's 8:38 Finger Lakes Morning News. It's time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health and having averted a minor crisis. Laura Turbide is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Ted. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks. You too.
Yes, we're grateful to be here.
And in honor of part of our topic today, healthy eating, I have venison bologna on the napkin right here behind me. So
I know they offered me a piece when I came in.
Instead of my usual Dunkin' Donuts or Wegmans donuts.
I saw the circle, brown circle, and of course my mind immediately went to donuts. So it's good that Christine is here, and she's going to change our mind about that. But honestly, I'm not a big venison person, so... but people are, and we know that people are out getting, tis the season, right? So we're thrilled that Christina's here because we are going to talk a little bit about some healthy eating with this, of course, the celebrations beginning sort of this week. And as we head into the weeks, the foreseeable weeks ahead, we're so happy to have our expert resident dietitian here. She's also a diabetes educator, works very closely with our diabetes center, and of course does a lot of one-on-one nutritional counseling with people as well. So we feel really lucky that Christina Ganzon is here with us this morning to just get us all in, get us on that path, help us think about those individual choices we can make all week. It's going to be cold, but still worth a good few walks out and about to keep ourselves moving.
Well, Tina, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Before we talk about healthy eating, which it is always a good topic no matter what else we're talking about, let's talk about the Diabetes Care Center, part of FLH Medical PC. Let's start with diabetes. The pancreas doesn't make enough insulin, so what is insulin, and why does the pancreas sometimes not make it or not make enough?
Well, diabetes is an autoimmune deficiency disease, and sometimes it's very genetic. There's a couple different types. There's a type 1, which is usually diagnosed before the age of 18 in the younger section. And then type 2 is more the common, when people say they have diabetes, almost always it's a type 2, which is an adult onset. And really, Ted, we talk about it as an adult onset, but now with the obesity rates, actually we're starting to see type 2s in teenagers. But it's truly a type 2 and not a type 1. And then we, of course, have gestational diabetes, which happens in a pregnant female.
Now, I remember growing up, the kind of the cliche thing was it was diabetes was because you ate too much sugar. Is there anything to that at all?
No, definitely not. I mean, diet does play a big role in managing diabetes, and obesity plays a big role in the onset of type 2. Usually, you'll see... you know, the higher obesity rates put you at risk for diabetes, just like it puts you at risk for cardiovascular. So the sugar part comes in, you know, just in excess calories, period.
Other than the lifestyle factors like obesity, what are some warning signs and what can you do to prevent the onset of diabetes?
Well, weight loss, if you are overweight, is one of the best predictors. And as a matter of fact, we just started a program here at Finger Lakes Health called the Diabetes Prevention Program. And the main goal of that program is weight loss, because even a small 5 to 10% weight loss, which is, you know, in the average person, about 10 to 20 pounds, really can prolong the onset of diabetes or prevent the onset of diabetes. So even a small weight loss, you know, not even down to your ideal body weight by any means, is a great health indicator. You know, it can really prevent an increase, improve your overall health.
I think we talked about this the last time you were here, but the finger prick to test blood sugar, is that still the primary thing that diabetics have to do?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, it just gives you an idea, because the longer your sugars are elevated, the more comorbidities, you know, can start to affect your kidneys, can start to affect your vascular system, can start to affect your heart, that kind of thing.
And November is Diabetes Month, and I think it's also really important, not only, and it sort of dovetails, and we always want to talk healthy eating at Thanksgiving, but what's important too is work with your primary care physician to have some of these, to have your A1C levels checked, because it's really also that pre-diabetes that we've identified that is such an important, critical time, and that's something that the Diabetes Care Center can begin working with people. We don't want to wait until people have a full-blown diagnosis, starting to have additional complications, additional comorbidities, and having affect their life the way Christine has been talking about. What we'd love to be able to do is work with people in that pre-diabetic phase where maybe there's that potential for them to lose a little weight, reduce blood pressure, do a few things that really can set you on a different path.
Absolutely.
I know many times, too, not it doesn't replace testing your blood in any way, but many diabetics begin to have a sense. They can kind of feel when their sugar is off, and they have a pretty good idea they need to get some insulin.
Absolutely. And you know, Ted, actually, sometimes when, even in the pre-diabetes, before you realize it, you feel different, but you're just not sure why you're feeling different.
Now, I know my wife went through gestational diabetes, I think, in both of her pregnancies. She was able to deal with it just through diet.
Mm-hmm.
Is that sometimes an indicator of getting diabetes later on, full-blown?
It absolutely can be. You know, a lot of times they say that if you have gestational diabetes when you're pregnant, that, you know, there's a good chance that a type 2, you have a good chance. So, but if you keep your diet good and you exercise and you do those healthy lifestyle changes, you know, you can prevent or prolong the onset.
I know one of the things you offer through Finger Lakes Health, because I think it might have, was it yesterday, the diabetes group? I know we just had it on our community calendar recently. The group that
Yes, we have a support group. It's part of that diabetes prevention program, so absolutely. So we do a support group. So what we do at our support group is we do some education. We let people, you know, every day you live with this, but you still have questions, you still have concerns. And so, you know, it lets you not only seek out the professional advice, but, you know, even some friends, you know, like they will tell you like how they deal with that problem and how they get through that.
Now let's talk about, we do our annual segment on healthy holiday eating, and I get the impression that maybe it's getting a little bit easier, that more and more people are cognizant of better nutrition, and it's not quite as much a minefield of salt and sugar and fat maybe at this time of year that it used to be.
Well, you know, I think that just depends. You know, as I walk in today and they offer me venison bologna, you know, one of the hardest places is your workplace. You know, people are bringing in, they're baking, they have leftovers, you know, they have candy, they're bringing in excess treats and offering them to you. Or even if they don't offer it, just having them lay around, you know, they're tempting. They're very tempting. And, you know, it's not Thanksgiving dinner, it's not Christmas dinner that puts the weight on. It's, you know, eating like it's Thanksgiving,
yeah,
from Thanksgiving to New Year's.
And as we always say, complete denial is not the best way to go. It isn't that you can't have any of these treats for the next month or month and a half. It's just to apply some common sense to it.
Absolutely. I'm a true believer in you should enjoy your holiday. And you know, Thanksgiving is truly about the food. I mean, you know, we're giving thanks for what we're thankful for. But, you know, if you look back, it was all about the harvest, all about the feast. So it certainly is a focal point. So you shouldn't go without. But, you know, using common sense and balancing the rest of the day, you know, not going crazy on, you know, excess sweets, like starting off with a donut in the morning. You know, start off with something healthy, like a yogurt and some fruit. You know, that kind of thing. And just kind of thinking about how to balance those foods.
Let's talk, as you said, it's not so much the holiday meals themselves, but let's talk about the meals for a moment. The centerpiece of many for Thanksgiving and or Christmas is turkey. So give us some tips on turkey preparation to make it as healthy as possible.
So a turkey itself is usually not bad. That's usually one of the better parts of the meal. The biggest thing you have to worry about if you are very salt sensitive is the brine that you use. And if you get a pre-brined turkey, you know, it's going to make it very high in sodium, almost equivalent to a ham per se. You know, a lot of people don't realize that, but that's what the brine does. It does make it a moister product, but, you know, if you are salt sensitive, you have some heart issues, you do retain fluid, you know, you do want to be careful about that, you know, so that's one of the hard things. And then everybody's, you know, a little bit different, you know, dressing, you know, some people add the sausage and the oysters and that kind of thing, you know, make it a little richer, you know, mashed potatoes, some people use, you know, heavy cream or sour cream to use, but you can use skim milk, you can use chicken broth, you can use some lighter things, you know, just to bring down the caloric intake.
And then very often what trips you up is what you put on top. I mean, mashed potatoes, like you say, if they're not real, real creamy and everything, not bad by themselves. You dump a big tub of high-sodium gravy on top, and now you got a different story.
Right. And you know, if you leave the gravy on just the mashed potatoes and just a little bit, not so bad. But when you're covering your whole plate in that gravy, the turkey, the mashed potatoes, the dressing, you know, that's when, you know, it's not just the sodium in the gravy, but what about that saturated fat?
I've heard talk about the psychology of things like the size of your plate, that if you just have a smaller plate, it looks fuller. And does that work? Is there some science behind that?
There certainly is some science behind that. And you know, the other thing is putting smaller portions on your plate. You can always go back for seconds, but I think whatever we put on our plate, we get talking, we're having fun, we'll just eat it. You know, we don't realize at what point we got full. Whereas if we put smaller portions on, we may be done at that point, not have to go back for those seconds.
And I think in addition to not just the Thanksgiving Day meal, we're talking about it's a big shopping day on Friday. Think about beverages alone. When we think about these coffees, these special drinks, right, when people are out driving through, when you really think about how much in beverages alone, or just as Christina's saying, those active choices we can make by being conscious. I love when some of the places have turkey trots and things out in the morning, because then if you've done a little bit of activity and moving, or you've had your yogurt for breakfast, you're going to be a lot less likely to then want to just pile it on for the rest of the day.
Well, and I was going to mention that next, which is the irony is that a little extra physical activity would help offset that extra eating, but we're at the time of the year when people haven't got time for that extra physical activity because they're so busy working and shopping and social obligations.
You know, but I think, like, even when you're shopping, you know, park further away. I often encourage people, like, when you go into Walmart or BJ's or, you know, a larger store, before you even get your cart, do a lap around the store, then get your cart. And at least you're increasing your steps. And that little bit adds up through the day.
That's the whole thing, is thinking of that. Because it's so easy to just get distracted, and somebody that works out at the gym twice a week, well, I'll skip this week because I'm busy, I got the party, I got this, I got that. And so you get off your routine.
Yeah. No, and it is very easy. You know, and trying to hold it a priority is key.
All right. Well, Tina, thanks. Thank you for the diabetes care services that you offer and for the good nutrition tips as always.
Thank you, and hope you have a happy holiday.
Thanks. You too. I appreciate it. Laura, thank you as always.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. Safe travels,
everyone.
Glad
you were able to avert your mini crisis and get here. We won't discuss what it was, but that's all right. Thanks for being with us. It's 8:51 now here on the Finger Lakes Morning News.